When it comes to horse racing, Dick Francis knows his stuff. 20 years ago, he was one of England's top jockeys, but time and injuries took their toll.
My collarbones, I've broken those 6 times each side. I broke my nose 5 times. I've broke my arm a couple of times. No end of ribs, which you don't count. Cracked my skull. I've smashed some vertebrae in my back, but I've always been able to walk around.
So Dick Francis had a decision to make, and he followed the advice of a friend he admired.
Dick, he said, if I were you, I would get out now. He said, you're at the top. You just missed winning the Grand National. You were the Queen Mother's jockey. You were a champion jockey. He said, you'll be news if you get out now, and you'll get all sorts of jobs offered you. If you take up training, you might get horses sent to you.
At work on his autobiography, The Sport of Queens, Dick Francis was asked to write a racing column for the Sunday Express in England. This he did for 16 years, during which time he also turned out one popular thriller after another, mystery novels with horse racing themes. His latest is a bestseller called Twice Shy, and it couples murder with computers. 4 months a year, Dick Francis lives in Fort Lauderdale, and at times seems to regret that he was forced to give up racing.
Great life. Much better than writing books.
Dick Francis, who still thrills at mounting a horse, and who loves nothing more than a day at the races. I'm Don Swain. Francis, number two. In England, the favored style of horse racing is the steeplechase, with its jumps over fences, hedges, and water. But not in America, where flat racing is preferred. 20 years ago, Dick Francis was one of England's top jockeys, and he says the American fan sees the steeplechase as too risky.
He's a gambler, and he thinks that betting on horses which are going over, say, a dozen or 20 jumps in a race is too much of a gamble. He would much rather gamble on horses running on the flat.
For Dick Francis, the 1956 Grand National Steeplechase was his most horrible race. He was riding the Queen Mother's entry, Devon Lock, before a crowd of 250,000 people.
It was a tremendous noise going on, and the horse that was on Devon Lock, he approached the water jump, which we jumped the first time round, but which we weren't jumping this time. We were galloping past it. As he approached it, he just pricked his ears to have a look at it. He said, I was here last time round. As he pricked his ears, the noise hit him. God, what was that? And his hindquarters just refused to act for a split second. Down he went on his belly. How I didn't fall off him, I don't know, because we were galloping along quite fast. But I stayed on his back, and he got to his feet. And he was still far enough in front to have won it then, if I could have got him going again.
But Devon Lock had pulled all the muscles in his hind quarters and could not move. All Dick Francis could do was to walk away in disgust. After a bad fall the following year, Dick Francis retired from racing to write, turning out 21 mystery novels over the next 20 years. His latest book, Twice Shy, made the bestseller list. I'm Don Swain. Francis, number three. Mystery writer Dick Francis builds each of his novels around the sport of horse racing. Francis, 20 years ago, was one of England's top jockeys, and he says there are lots of differences between racing in England and here in America.
Over here, nearly all the tracks are left-handed, you know, anti-clockwise, and they're all about 1.5 miles round, and they're all on dirt. Some of the races, about 6 races a week or 4 races a week, are on the turf tracks, which are inside. All our races are on turf. There are no tracks similar. They're all different. Some of them are 1 mile straight or 1.5 miles straight at Newmarket. Others, 50% are left-handed, 50% are right-handed. Some are figure of eights, and they're up and downhill.
And Dick Francis says American and English jockeys also have a different style.
Over here, nearly everyone jumps off out of the gate, and every post is a winning post. You know, jockeys are always pushing up there, going like the devil. In England, there are few races won by jumping off and going. The better jockeys and the better horses nearly always seem to come from behind in the closing furlongs.
But one thing about racing is the same around the world. The racing fan. Dick Francis says they all speak a common language. But there is one type of fan Dick Francis cannot abide.
I don't talk a lot to the people who just go to the racecourses to bet, the gamblers. In fact, I've been to places like Aqueduct, and I've been so astounded seeing people down in the betting halls. They never watch the races. They're only watching the numbers, how the money's going. That I don't call that racing.
The latest novel by Dick Francis to hit the bestseller list is called Twice Shy. I'm Don Swain.